Welcome back to Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Julia Tesheri, Al's brother Mike DiStefano with you as always. Leafs Lunch Table is brought to you by Vanilla Visa prepaid cards available at Circle K, the perfect gift for any occasion. We are now joined by Justin Cuthbert, senior NHL writer. He covers the Leafs for Yahoo Sports. Justin, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, anytime. Maybe you look like you have something to say.
No, I appreciate having Justin on. He's the first time that we brought him on since we started the show, and you know, he's a guy who I've been following for a little bit, so I'm glad that we're able to get you on here, Justin. So, Leafs practicing just a little bit later today at 2 o'clock, back in action tomorrow against the Islanders, and Keith's comments after the Rangers game caused a bit of a stir, calling the Leafs soft and purposeless. Were those comments, do you think, more of a wake-up call to his guys about maybe being playoff-ready, how playing like this in the playoffs against a playoff-bound team, you know, isn't something that they can, you know, quite afford to play like, and just kind of wants to see more of a pushback from this team?
Yeah, probably, and we have sort of the all-or-nothing narratives to lean on in which he, you know, may have forecasted what might be, you know, the issues that might be ahead for this team. But I went back and watched because soft and purposeless, those weren't the two words that came to mind for me, you know, when I watched that game. It didn't seem like they were soft and purposeless to me for at least the most part. It did seem like a game that sort of slowly started to get away from them. But for 30 minutes, I think they executed the game plan pretty well. And yeah, they were out hit and they weren't the more physical team. But I just don't think those words necessarily accurately described what we saw. And I guess maybe there's small things that he's pointing out and he's trying to send that message. But, you know, it's been a little bit difficult to figure out exactly what his motives are because he kind of surprises us sometimes with when we think they play bad, he's seeing the silver linings and we think they play good, and he's sort of nitpicking certain things. So, I mean, it's all deliberate on his part, but soft and purposeless, you know, I've seen worse, we'll say that.
Definitely, and you mentioned it there, Justin. The Leafs kind of got pushed around physically by the Rangers. So how do they need to respond against an Islanders team that's notoriously physical? The fourth line specifically comes to mind after having a tough stretch as of late.
Yeah, the fourth line, that's certainly where you'd want to see that, you know, response. Not that they play, 10, 12 minutes a night per se, and that they're going to have that impact. But if you're going to have that little pushback, when a guy like Ryan Reeves is dominating the game, you'd expect maybe the two guys who have that physical nature to make an impact. And from Clifford and Simmons, we haven't seen that. And really, one of the big issues, I think, over this, you know, since the COVID Christmas, I think as you've coined there, Al's brother, I feel like, you know, that fourth line hasn't been able to create the advantages that it did before. And obviously there are a couple injury concerns and things that have went into that. But that's been one area in which they haven't been the better team. And that was certainly underscored. Now, the same problems, I think, are going to exist here against the Islanders, but it is a different situation. It's not as good of a team. They're going to be playing on the second half of a back-to-back, and of course, the Leafs probably should be a little bit inspired by both, you know, coming off a loss and their coach's, words from his last presser there. So, you know, I think there's multiple ways in which you can respond. Is going out there and trying to out-hit the Islanders the best way for the Leafs to win a hockey game? I don't think so, but you'd probably like to see a little bit more.
In conversation with Justin Cuthbert of Yahoo Sports, and to steal a phrase that I think has been coined on these airwaves, at least from Brian Hayes, what's your level of concern about these multi-goal leads that have been blown? It's now 4 of 5 games now. Is there one thing specifically that concerns you about this road trip, or do you believe that this is just a bit of a dip that they were kind of bound to have at some point?
Yeah, I mean, the blown leads are interesting, right? Because, you know, these last, I think, 7 games, I guess, since, again, the COVID Christmas, you know, they've spent a lot of time leading games. I think about 3-1 in terms of how they've gotten leads and been trying to protect them. And if you score early in games more often than not, you know, you're not going to shut out every opponent. You're going to have some leads evaporate, and that sort of happened during this little stretch here. But, you know, for me, it seems like it's far less intentional right now for the Leafs, or planned, if that makes sense. Like, it was really discernible before the advantages that they had and how they were winning games, and now it seems like maybe the waters are muddied a little bit where they've lost that firm grip on how games are dictated. Yeah. And a lot of that happens because, you know, they're on the road and they're not able to create these matchups. But what I'm seeing is, you know, the third line's not, you know, necessarily erasing a top scoring unit. The fourth line, as I mentioned, not dominating. The Tavares line is not what it was, you know, feasting on lesser competition. I think John Tavares is having a little bit trouble getting that motor started here after the break. And then Matthews has been, you know, the best player on the ice. Marner's been the best player on the ice. But they've been pulling a lot of pucks out of their own net when, you know, Mitch Marner's been in lineup with Matthews here. But the biggest thing is Jack Campbell coming back to earth. I think that is the one thing that has to give you the most pause here if you're a Leaf fan, because it's been, I think, 900 save percentage since December 1st and like 888 since the COVID Christmas. Like, that's where the big difference is right now, is he's just not playing at the Vezina Trophy level he was earlier in the season. And I think if there's one concern, it's his workload, his, you know, next few months, what he's going to be like in the playoffs. And I think getting Peter Mrazek involved, this guy's averaged one start, I think, per month so far this season.
Yeah.
They got to get him going. They got to use that $3.8 million, I think, $3 million that he's making this year and make best use of it, because that's, you know, that's not a luxury. It's not a luxury, but that's not something you want to waste. You want to make sure that you're handling the goaltending situation as best you can and not worry about, you have to win every game right now. You got to put yourself in the best position. That's, starts, I think, with seeing what you got in Peter Mrazek and letting him run a little bit. Not to say he should be the starter, not to say he should get the bulk of the carries, but this should be a far more even split, I think.
So do you think Sheldon Keefe, we had this debate actually earlier, like right off the top of the show, we were discussing whether or not you go to Mrazek or Campbell. What do you think the answer is there for tomorrow night?
I would probably go with Mrazek. I mean, if he's able to go, I think it makes sense. It's been a lot of Jack Campbell recently, and I think, you know, Campbell, a lot has been gone into the, you know, the psychology of Campbell and how he reacts after losses, how he reacts after wins, how he puts the onus on himself when he shouldn't necessarily. And his reaction after the Rangers game was about as down as I've ever seen him. And this is a guy who can, after a win, lift the spirits of just about anyone with just what he says in a press conference. I mean, it's that sort of infectious, his personality when things are going good. But he was not in the mood, and you could tell why, because it's been a rough stretch for him. But I just think more than that, you've got to protect these investments. You've got to make sure that he's ready to go, and you've got to make sure that Peter Mrazek can give you something. That starts with seeing what he has in net. And a second half of back-to-back with the Islanders, I think, is a perfect spot to put Peter Mrazek in.
Yeah, the only time I've seen Jack Campbell that down this season is, I think, after that loss to the Kings at home earlier in the season, and he really responded after that game. So maybe good things to come for
promise,
Mr. Soupy.
He said he promises to be better. So
oh, just ripped my heart out, man.
It did a little bit.
Justin, you mentioned it earlier, the Tavares line not clicking quite as well as they were before the COVID Christmas. What's your assessment of that second line, and would you maybe entertain a change there? We know Sheldon Keefe likes to tinker around, maybe Mikheyev or Kasha when he's able to go again.
Yeah, I think that's something you should definitely consider if you're Sheldon Keefe. I mean, we haven't really seen this team at full strength here because they've been dealing with injuries and, of course, COVID in and out here. And I think when Kasha's ready to come back, I think he deserves to be in a featured role in some degree, whether you put him with Matthews because that works so well and sort of stack that second line, or you make sure that Mikheyev has a bigger role given how well he's playing. And I don't think the goal scoring is going to continue certainly on the pace that it is, but he's shown you something, and certainly he's motivated with what we're seeing from him and what we're seeing from his agency there. So I think he wants to have a big year and a big role, and he's going to give a best effort. Not that everyone wouldn't, but I just feel like there might need, you know, an injection of, you know, energy or physicality on that line. I think it's been fine from an individual standpoint, but what we've seen from them earlier in the year collectively was really special. And they've had the benefit, honestly, with the way Sheldon Keefe's designed this, that they should be the ones that take advantage of mismatches. And I mentioned that they're not able to create those advantages as much on the road and against good teams. But when it gets to the point where they're firing on all cylinders, where they have Camp shutting someone else down, when they have Austin Matthews dominating whoever the opposition wants to put in front of them, it should leave Nylander and John Tavares and whoever that line mate is with the chance to take advantage of mismatches. And we just haven't seen that. I think they're performing okay from an individual standpoint. Maybe Nylander, I'm gravitating more to Nylander with that. But collectively, it's just not clicking. And it might be because, Alex Kerfoot isn't necessarily the best person for that line in this moment in time.
Yeah, it seems like he was really overachieving early in the year, and he's kind of regressing back to the norm of what he's been throughout his career. But we'll see tomorrow and see if they end up rolling back with the trio, or maybe they do make a switch up. Practice, again, going to be at 2 o'clock, so maybe we'll see the line rushes come out, and perhaps we'll see a change there. But, Justin, let's go around the league a little bit in conversation with Justin Cuthbert of Yahoo Sports. And earlier in the year, Oilers were rolling, right? 16-5 to start the season. Tippett was in the conversation for the Jack Adams. You had the Hart Trophy was pretty much locked up for Connor McDavid, or maybe Leon will get it, but it was pretty much guaranteed it was going to be in Edmonton. Not so sure we are going to see a lot of hardware end up, at least if things continue to go the way they're going. But in terms of the front runner for the Hart Trophy, who would you be giving it to if the season were to end today?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if and you're in a non-Oiler playoff year, which is where we are trending, certainly with Draisaitl and McDavid usually monopolizing that reward just because of the position they're in and because how good they are. If they are able to lift that team to the playoffs, you generally gravitate towards those godly numbers that they're able to put up. But as we've seen, voters are routinely not awarding players who play on non-playoff teams. And I think it would have to be Alex Ovechkin at this point, given that he's, you know, leading in goals and points or right up there at the top and would have those or closest to the numbers that are just undeniable. But one guy I think we should keep an eye on here is Cale Makar. Now, everyone has their eye on Cale Makar, obviously, but the number that he's at is, I think, worth a sprinkle if you're a gambling person, because if he hits the 40-goal plateau and he's on pace for just short of that, it would be something only two defensemen, I think, in history have done before. We haven't seen a defenseman hit 30 goals since Mike Green, I think, in 2008-2009. So if he does something that's done that we didn't think maybe could ever be done again based on this recent precedent, you know, he would have the greatest accomplishment of the season from an individual standpoint. And you couple that with, you know, he's going to put up a lot of points, probably going to win the Norris Trophy. He's certainly in the front runner status there. I think you can build a case around him because he is going to stand out with numbers that maybe no one else can sort of compare this year, and certainly historically no other defenseman has even been in that stratosphere for a very, very long time. Now, you couple that with, you know, this is still a quality defenseman playing with Devontae's. They are one of the best defensive pairings in the entire league, and Devontae's deserves a lot of credit for that, but the numbers are going to be there for Makar if he continues on this incredible run, and I feel like that might be undeniable when we get to the point where folks are voting for the Hart Trophy.
You just blew my mind. The fact that Makar is on pace to almost hit 40 goals.
Like, I know.
I didn't realize he was that much of a scoring machine this year. Like, I knew he was piling up the points and whatnot, but could you imagine 40 goals from a defenseman? Like, you got to give it to the guy. He's not someone who is getting talked about a lot, but that's a really interesting pick there. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked to see it. I really wouldn't. He's become one of the best players in the world.
But you know who's been the heart of the NHL social media? And before we let you go, Justin, I got to ask you about this. Did you have Brad Marchand being the face of the NHL on social media on your 2022 bingo card? Like, it just, like, this year keeps getting weirder. We're 21 days into January, and all of a sudden Brad Marchand has won over NHL fans. Like, what?
Yeah, and media. I mean, endearing Brad Marchand is like, you know that Larry David meme where he's like trying to process something in his head and it just doesn't make sense to him? That's the situation I'm in here with Brad Marchand, because he is, you know, we've seen a lot with this year. There's been more of a deliberate, especially on the U.S. side with broadcasters trying to pull the personalities out of these players. And, you know, I don't think this is contrived from Marchand, though. I think that he's reached this confidence level and this level where his give a bleep meter might not be there anymore, because he's so confident in his abilities and he's just letting it fly. And honestly, we need more NHL players that just let it fly. And it's not just, you know, it's clever, it's smart, it's intelligent. What he's doing, he's just flamethrower after flamethrower. He's burning everyone, and he's doing it at a level where you're like, is he paying someone for this? Because he just simply does.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Brad Marchand is the number one Twitter personality and might be one of the number one personalities in the entire league right now. And of course we need more, and I'm all for it. If you're in Brad Marchand, sign me up.
Yeah, like the escrow comment that he made to Carolina was, for me, that was just such a dagger. And she's like, you're the reason why we pay escrow. I'm like, oh my goodness. And the Prius to a Lambo. Like, the guy's just, he can't miss. He can't miss right now. He's Jordan in the fourth quarter when it comes to his online social media presence. It's unbelievable to the point where, yeah, maybe he's paying someone for these jokes. He's got, like, a ghostwriter for his Twitter account,
like
maybe.
Tom Brady, right? There's no way that Tom Brady runs his socials.
But think about yesterday. Like, the video comes out that he just grabbed a player, a fan.
Like
that,
what?
There was nobody who did that.
You can't pay anyone
clearly,
for that.
Right? You can't pay anyone to do that. That's just him grabbing somebody's fan in the, or grabbing someone's phone from the fan in the stands and just recording a video. Hey, what's going on? Don't know whose phone this is. And like, it was just unbelievable. It was hilarious, honestly. And it's just Brad Marchand. He's winning 2022 so far. And, it's good to see. It's good to see. Hopefully we can see some more NHLers kind of follow suit here. Justin, really appreciate you joining us here today, and we'll catch up down the road.
Hey, guys, keep up the great work, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game tomorrow. There he goes, Justin Cuthbert, senior NHL writer and Leafs reporter for Yahoo Sports. Leafs Lunch Table is fueled by Vanilla prepaid cards and Circle K for your chance to win a $100 Vanilla Visa prepaid card. Text the keyword lunch and your name to 105050. Standard text message rates apply.